Unnecessary, necessary. An unnecessary, necessary slab of torment and comfort, making me feel guilty for the time I spend with her. Should I be feeling this way, I ask. Yes, she says. She knows the answer to everything. Being smart, I suppose she would. Black and bruised, cracked and hacked, indented in my life, hands and jeans. I feel lost without her, shackled yet free to leave whenever I want. How did I ever manage without her, especially in my teens? The keeper of all my memories and witness to private chat. There used to be a silence between us, but now she can talk back. Just to me, I hope, although I hear spies can listen in. As long as it's not my mother, then I don't really care, I think. A friend and foe, an enemy of my time and a tunnel of escape. The demon who trawls through my input and shows me lands far and warm. She knows it's wet and cold outside. She's seductive and clever and always on my side. She's a part of my body now, my hands, face and ears, a bit haggard and aged, a phone battling to keep its head high. Her time has come and gone, been replaced and outsmarted. A new one I should buy. My relationship is one that, if for one moment I think I have lost her forever, I panic and get sad. That's how much she means to me. Yet I loathe her for making me feel so needy and bad. I dropped her once and spread the already webbed cracked screen. On my laptop I searched for new models. I'm not so stupid as to use my phone. She would break her motherboard heart and would purposely wipe her own memory of me and that of her own. She could live without me, but not me without her. We get along fine, and if I did not have one, I would be frowned upon by society. I would end up having just real friends and not know the time of day. I would book zero-rated hotels for train tickets too much I would pay. I'd miss my birthday and that of others. I would not know how many times I am being liked. I would not know if I should be building a nuclear fallout shelter. Okay, yes, I admit it. I love my phone. And most importantly, I can use it to see if I have spinach on my teeth or a boogie on my nose.